经历发生的事情。
The title for today's message is What Will Happen on the New Earth?
经文，我们需要看的经文是在启示录第五章第一节到第十四节。
And the passage that we're going to be looking at is from Revelation chapter 5 verses 1 to 14.
我请陈英姐妹上来读今天的经文。
I'm going to ask if you can come up and...
我们只用中文来看，如果你看英文的跟着看。
If you read in English, please just follow along.
Revelation 5:1. 我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用漆印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使，大声宣传说。有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那漆印呢？在天上、地下、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的。我就大哭。长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根。”他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那漆印。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中，有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷。四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开漆印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来。”叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭祀归于神，在地上执掌王权。我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说：曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说：但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权柄都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说：阿们。众长老也俯伏敬拜。
我上个星期谈到在经历我们与神之间那种关系。
Last week I talked about our relationship with God in the new earth.
在那里我们要见到神。
There we will see God.
神将会与我们同在。
God will be with us.
我们要来到神的面前来敬拜他。
And we will come before the presence of God to worship Him.
那么除了见到神的面，神与我们同在，我们来敬拜他。
Besides seeing God and being in His presence and worshiping Him.
还有什么其他的事情？
What other things happen?
我根据圣经是有其他的事情。
According to Scripture, there are other things happening.
天堂不是凡人所想象的。
Heaven is not what most people imagine it to be.
在这个云彩飘来飘去。
And you're floating on the clouds.
整天在唱诗歌。
Day in, day out, you're singing hymns.
无所事事，听起来真的是感到很闷。
And there's nothing to do, it just seems very boring.
天堂不是一个很闷、很无聊的地方。
Heaven is not a boring place.
那么到底今天经历是怎么样的一个地方？
So what kind of place is new heaven and new earth?
在那里我们要做些什么事情?
And what will we be doing there?
这是今天我们要来探讨的。
This is what we're going to talk about today.
地点新地将会是一个永恒的国度。
First, new earth will be an eternal kingdom.
刚才请姐妹在启示录第五章读那段经文。
The passage that Sister Chen Ying read from Revelation chapter 5.
那段经文是形容现今的天堂所发生的事情。
And that is a description of the present heaven.
神坐在宝座上。
God is seated on the throne.
右手拿着用天命封严的书卷。
And his right hand held a scroll with writing on both sides sealed with seven seals.
而书卷里面记载着耶稣要来的时候所发生的事情。
And the seals, and the scroll contains what will happen when Jesus comes again.
这些事情包括讲到神要为那些得救的人所预备的新天新地。
And these things talk about the new heaven and new earth that God will prepare for His people.
在新地，神要他自己的子民来掌权。
And the new earth, God's people will reign.
比如说第五章第九节、第十节这么说。
That's in chapter 5 verses 9 and 10 says.
他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配解开契印。”
And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seal.
因为你曾被杀。
Because you were slain.
用自己的血从各族各方。各民各国中买了人来。
And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
叫他们归于神。
You have made them into to be a kingdom.
又叫他们成为国民做祭司归于神在地上执掌王权。
And priests to serve our God and they will reign on the earth.
那么这两节经文说明所有接受主耶稣得救的人将会成为国民做祭司在地上执掌王权。
And these two verses explain that everyone who believes in Jesus will be part of the kingdom, they will be priests and they will reign.
神将会在新地设立一个永恒的国度。
God will establish an eternal kingdom.
什么是国度?
What is kingdom?
想起国度的时候，我们想到一个王国有一位王。
Usually, when you think about a kingdom, there is always a king.
有一位王在掌权。
A king who reigns.
在他的下面有老百姓。
And below him, there are the citizens.
我除了王跟老百姓之外
，besides the king and the citizens,
还有什么东西
？What else are there?
一个王国，我们会想到应当有这个文化跟政府。
And when we think about a kingdom, there's also the government and the culture.
那么神在新地所设立的国度。
And the new earth that will be established by God.
那么圣经告诉我们将会有一位王。
The Bible tells us that there will be a king.
有神的子民。
There are God's people.
有政权跟文化。
There is government and culture.
那么除了有王。有神的子民，还有政权和文化。
Besides the king and the people, there's also government and culture.
那么神所设立的那个国度，圣经告诉我们有一个地方。
And God tells us that the kingdom that He establishes has a location.
一个具体的地方。
It's a concrete location.
我们知道以赛亚书第56章跟57章是描述到新天新地的事情。
And we know from Isaiah, it talks about new heaven and new earth.
特别是57章13节讲到新地这个名词。
Especially in Isaiah 57 verse 13, it talks about the new earth.
你哀求的时候，让你所聚集的拯救你吧。
When you cry out for help, let your collection of idols save you.
风要把他们驱散。
The wind will carry all of them off.
一口气把他们都吹去。
A mere breath will blow them away.
但那投靠我的必得地土，必承受我的圣山为业。
But But the man who makes me his refuge will inherit the land and possess my holy mountain.
在希伯来文地土是翻译成 Eretz, E-R-E-T-S.
And in Hebrews, the word for land is Eretz.
所以 Eretz 就是指地的意思。
And Eretz refers to land.
包括神在将来所预备的新地。
Including the new land that God will prepare.
在旧约圣经里面，这个 Eretz, 是第四多用的一个名词。
And the Old Testament, Eretz is the fourth highest used term.
一共出现了2500次。
It occurs roughly 2500 times.
这个字出现这么多次，反映出它的重要性。
And this word appears so many times to reflect its importance.
旧约圣经里面充满这个土地跟地方那种观念。
In the Old Testament, there is, it's full of the concept of land.
那土地是一个有人居住的一个地方。
Land is a place where people live.
以色列，特别是耶路撒冷，是神的子民所拥有的一个地方。
Israel, and especially Jerusalem, is a place which the Israelites owned.
那么当神创造了亚当夏娃之后，
After God created Adam and Eve,
神赐给他们一块土地。
God gave them a piece of land.
也就是伊甸园。
And that is the Garden of Eden.
叫他们好好的去管理这个土地。
And told them to be good stewards of this land.
那么之后人犯罪了。
And after men sinned,
那么神就用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
God used a flood to destroy the earth.
那么虽然人犯了罪，
even though men sinned,
神拣选一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
God chose a man named Abraham.
那么神跟亚伯拉罕立了一个约。
And God established a covenant with Abraham.
并把一块土地赐给他们。
And he gave a piece of land to them.
特别赐给他的后裔。
Especially giving it to his descendants.
让他的后裔能够在那个地方居住。
That his descendants may live there.
来管理这个地方。
To be a steward of this land.
那么以致耶和华的名能够在那个地方被高举。
So that the name of the Lord may be lifted up in that land.
周围的人能够因为他们而受到祝福。
So that those around them may be blessed because of them.
那么如果我们是得救的基督徒的话。
And we are saved Christians.
那么加拉太书第三章第二十九节告诉我们。
Galatians 3:29 tells us,
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
不只是神的子民以色列人，
Not only God's people, the Israelites,
得救的基督徒也得到神所赐的产业。
The Christians who are saved also can receive God'sinheritance.
神应许以色列人。
God promised the Israelites.
那么神也应许那些得救的基督徒。
God also promised those who are saved.
将这个产业赐给他们。
To give them this inheritance.
所谓产业就是指这个新天新地，特别是新地，神要赐给我们那个新地。
And inheritance refers to the new earth that God is going to give us.
那么在这个新地，神要建立他的国度。
And this new earth, God will establish His kingdom.
除了神要在这个新地建立他的国度。
Besides God desiring to establish His kingdom in this new earth.
第二，神耶稣基督要在那边掌权作王。
Secondly, God will reign there. Jesus will reign there and be king.
启示录十一章第十五节。
Revelation chapter 11 verse 15。
第七位天使吹号。
The seventh angel sounded his trumpet.
天上有大声音说。
And there were loud voices in heaven which said.
世上的国成了国主和主基督的国。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ.
他要做王，直到永永远远。
And he will reign forever and ever.
之前经文讲到世上的国要成为神的国。
And this verse says that the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord. And Jesus Christ will be king forever and ever. And the kingdom which God established, not only is there a place, there's also a king. So in the new earth, God will establish a new kingdom. And Jesus Christ will be king. If we turn to the Old Testament in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and
14.
In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him.
他的权柄是永远的，不能废弃，他的国必不败坏。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
摩先知在预言将来将有一个人子。
And the prophet Daniel prophesied that in the future there will be a son of man.
我们知道
And we know that the Son of Man which Daniel talks about refers to Jesus Christ. He will come from heaven and be the King of the forever kingdom. Jesus Christ will be the ruler of the new earth. If we look at the book of Daniel,
根据但以理的预言,
according to Daniel's prophet,
地上将会有五个王国,
that there will be five kingdoms in this world.
这五个王国就是巴比伦王国、波斯王国、希腊帝国、罗马帝国和将来神要在新地所设立的那个国度。
And these five kingdoms are the Babylonian kingdom, Persian kingdom, the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, and the future kingdom which will be established. The four previous kingdoms or empires have passed away. They have become part of human history. And human history can back up this fact.
如果我们有读过历史的话，我们都知道。
If you have read anything about history, you know.
在过去的历史里面，曾经有过巴比伦王国、波斯王国、希腊帝国跟罗马帝国。
Then in past history, there was the Babylonian kingdom, the Persian kingdom, the Greek Empire, and the Roman Empire.
但是但以理讲到第五个王国。
But Daniel talks about the fifth kingdom.
第五个王国就是神在星际所要设立那个国度。
And the fifth kingdom is the kingdom which God will establish in the new earth.
第五个王国将会在主耶稣再来的时候实现。
And the fifth kingdom will be come to pass when Jesus Christ comes again.
完完全全地应验但以理的预言。
It will completely fulfill the prophecy from Daniel.
但以理的预言也声明说 将来这个国度那位王就是耶稣基督。
And the prophecy in Daniel also speaks of that the future king of this kingdom is Jesus Christ.
那么除了但以理的预言,
and besides Daniel's prophecy,
那么先知以赛亚也预言耶稣基督那个他将会在那个永恒的国度作王。
The prophet Isaiah also speaks of Jesus Christ being the eternal king.
以赛亚书第9章第6到第7节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 and 7.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
and the government will be on his shoulders.
他名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他的政权以平安必加增无穷。
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom.
以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
Establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
万军之耶和华的热心并成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
我们知道耶稣基督在2000年前曾经上升在这个伯利恒。
We know that 2000 years ago, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
那么以赛亚预言说他是全能的神。
And Isaiah prophesied that he will be the Almighty God.
他是永在的父，和平的君。
He is Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他将会在大卫的宝座上。
And he will sit upon David's throne.
我们政权必担在他的肩头上。
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
治理他的国直到永永远远。
And he will govern his nation forever and ever.
在过去的历史里面，人们都很期望有一个人来治理他们的国家。
Throughout history, men desire to have a government for someone to govern their nation.
我们在主耶稣基督的时代。
During the time of Jesus.
犹太人很期望有一位王来把他们从这个罗马的政权拯救出来。
The Jewish people desire to have someone who would lead them out of the rule of the Romans.
所以当时不少的犹太人想要把耶稣基督升为他们的王。
So at that time, many people wanted Jesus to become their king.
在2008年的时候，不少的美国的公民期望奥巴马是他们的救主。
And in 2008, many citizens of the United States desire Obama to become their savior.
希望他能够把这些美国人从这个困境中拯救出来。
Hoping that he will resolve many of the problems that we have.
解决美国人所面对那种困境。
And the difficulties that our nation face.
那么圣经里面也谈到在末世的时候。
And the Bible also talks about it in the end time.
世界的局势越来越坏。
The situation in the world will deteriorate.
那时人很期望有一个救主出来治理这个世界。
And that at that time, people would desire to have a savior to come and save the world.
这位被人看为是救主的，圣经讲将会从欧洲联盟出来。
And the Bible speaks of this such savior that people are looking forward to will come out.
我们连圣经所讲的那位敌基督。
And become an antichrist.
他将会与耶稣基督敌对。
And he would be opposed to Christ.
但是他的政权不过是短暂的。
But his rule would be short.
之后耶稣基督将会把这个世界所有的政权除去。
And later on, Jesus Christ will abolish all of the rules.
在地上设立他的王权。
And establish his authority upon the new earth.
我们知道在将来的经济
We know in the new earth,
第一点也就是神将会建立他的国度
One is God will establish his kingdom
第二耶稣基督要做王
Jesus Christ will be king
那么第三神的子民要跟耶稣基督一起掌权
Thirdly, the people of God will reign with him
所以在将来的新地，我们有很多事情可以做。
So in the new earth, there are many things that we could do.
天堂不是一个无聊的地方。
Heaven is not a boring place.
在那里，我们将会与耶稣基督一起掌权。
There we will reign with Jesus Christ.
提摩太后书第二章第十二节这么说。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 12 says.
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
If we endure, we will also reign with him.
那么神创造亚当跟夏娃之后
After God created Adam and Eve
吩咐他们去管理神赐给他们这块土地
He commanded them to be stewards of the land that he has given them.
因为亚当跟夏娃犯罪了。
But because Adam and Eve sinned.
因此失去了管理伊甸园的福分。
Therefore, they lost the privilege of being steward over this land.
亚当失去了这个福分。
Adam lost this privilege.
但是神借着耶稣基督，使到我们重新的得到这个福分。
But God, through Jesus Christ, once again has given us this blessing.
圣经告诉我们，我们将会在新地与耶稣基督一起掌权。
The Bible tells us that in the new earth we will reign with Christ.
谈到这个神的国度的时候
，Speaking of God's kingdom，
牧师耶稣讲了一个比喻。
Jesus gave a parable.
这个比喻是记载是在这个路加福音第十九章。
And this parable was, is recorded in Luke chapter 19, verses 12 to
19.
And in the parable, it speaks of a nobleman who went to a distant country. If we look at this parable, the nobleman is referring to Christ. This nobleman went to a distant country. But he's going to receive a kingdom and then return. And so he called 10 of his servants. And gave them 10 minas. And he said, put this money to work until I come back.
然后贵位回来的时候
But when the nobleman came back,
就吩咐那叫领银子的仆人来
He commanded those who received the minas to come.
要知道他们赚了多少钱
To see how much you have gained with it.
那么头一个仆人上来说
The first one came and said,
对主啊我你给我那一锭银子我赚了十锭
Sir, your minas has earned 10 more.
那么主人就对他说
And the master replied,
良善的仆人你既在最小的事上有忠心可以管理十座城
Well done, my good servant, because you have been trustworthy in very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.
那么第二个仆人到来
And the second came,
主啊你的一锭银子我赚了五锭
Sir, your minas has earned 5 more.
主人就对他说你也可以管理五座城
And his master answered, you take charge of 5 cities.
那么从这个比喻
And from this parable,
我们可以看到神将来会把责任交给那些忠心的管家
We can see that God will be giving responsibilities to the faithful stewards.
这个比喻讲到新地所发生的事情。
And this parable speaks of the things that happen in the new earth.
神将会把这个责任赐给那些忠心的仆人。
God gives the responsibility to those who are faithful.
在新地，我们将会与耶稣基督一起作王。
In the new earth, we will reign with Jesus Christ.
启示录二十二章第五节说。
And from Revelation chapter 22, verse 5, it says,
不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光。
There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun.
因为主神要光照他们。
For the Lord God will give them light.
他们要做王，直到永永远远。
And they will reign forever and ever.
那么从这些经文讲到。
And from this verse it says,
我们要跟耶稣基督一起做王。
And we will be king with Jesus.
圣经也讲到，当耶稣基督再来的时候
，The Bible also speaks of when Jesus comes again.
神会把这个冠冕赐给那些忠心的仆人。
God will give crowns to those who have been faithful.
冠冕是代表王权。
And crowns represents authority.
换句话说
，In other words,
这些得到冠冕的人将会与耶稣基督在新地掌权。
Those who receive crowns will reign with Christ.
一起跟耶稣基督作王。
They will reign with Christ.
目前的世界的王是魔鬼撒旦。
The current king of this world is Satan.
么圣经也讲到他是空中的掌权者。
And the Bible also talks about he is a ruler of heavenly place.
管辖那个幽暗的世界。
He is in charge of the dark world.
魔鬼正在影响世界的政权。
And Satan influences the current authority.
影响政府的政策。
He influences the policies of nations.
他借助了这些政权政策来达到他的目的。
And through those who reign, he established and fulfills his purposes.
目前魔鬼是世界的王。
Right now, Satan is the king of this world.
他要使到这个世界陷入罪恶当中。
He wants to see this world sink into sin.
所以圣经讲得很正确。
So the Bible is clear when it says.
基督徒每天都面对属灵的征战。
Christians face a spiritual battle each day.
但是魔鬼的政权不是永远的。
But Satan's rule is not forever.
有一天将会结束。
One day it will end.
当主耶稣再来的时候，圣经讲到他将会成为万王之王，万主之主。
When Jesus comes again, he will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
因为主耶稣要在新地做万王之王，万主之主。
Because in the new earth, Jesus will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
罗马书第八章第十六节到十七节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 16 and 17.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
既是儿女，便是后嗣。
Now, if we are children, then we are heirs.
就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
If indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory.
我们圣经讲到，我们不单是神的儿女。
The Bible speaks of that not only are we children of God.
我们也是神的后嗣。
We are also co-heirs.
并且与耶稣基督一同做后嗣。
We are co-heirs with Christ.
后嗣就是继承者的意思。
Heirs means he who will inherit.
比如说父母亲去世了。
For instance, if the parents pass away,
留下的财产,
the remaining property,
很自然的那些财产就的继承人就是他们的儿女。
Those who inherit are the children.
如果父亲是做王的话,
the king, if the father was king,
那王的继承人当然是他的儿女，特别是长子或者长女。
And one who inherits the kingdom is his eldest son or daughter.
所以如果财产的继承人或者王位的继承人是某某人的话
So if so-and-so is the person who will inherit the property
那么这个人将会得到这个王位或者这个产业
And this person will receive either the kingdom or the property
那么圣经讲既然我们是神的后嗣
The Bible speaks that since we are the heirs of God,
并且要与耶稣基督一同做后嗣
and we are co-heirs with Christ,
我们将会得到神赐给我们的产业
we are receive the inheritance from God,
我们也要跟耶稣基督一同做王
and we will be kings with Christ.
到底在新地有什么事情会发生
So what kind of things will happen in the new earth?
首先我们知道神在新地要设立那个永恒的国度。
First, we know that God will establish His eternal kingdom.
第二，我们知道耶稣基督将会在那里做王。
Second, we know that Jesus Christ will be king.
第三，我们知道那些忠心的仆人将会跟耶稣基督一起做王。
Thirdly, we know that those who are faithful will reign with Christ.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
我们也感谢你，因为你拣选我们成为你的儿女。
We also thank you because you have chosen us to be your children.
不单成为你的儿女，我们将来将会承受你赐给我们的产业。
Not only as your children, but in the future, we will inherit.
我们也知道那些忠心的仆人将会跟耶稣基督一起做。
We also know that those who are faithful will reign with Christ.
求主帮助我们明白你的话语。
Please help us understand your word.
明白你在圣经里面所说的预言。
Understand the prophecies that you have spoken of in your word.
让我们在今生能够警醒的等待。
And that we may await for you in this world.
你让我们不要沉睡。
Help us not to fall asleep.
求主坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.